As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a continuation of the reading from the chapter that reads, Essential Love, which is your being in the world of total annihilation. This is the recording. This is the 21st recording, and it's on page 174. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Again, this is on page 174 in the middle. If someone asks, what's the reward of being sincere in love of contingent things? Is it like the reward of sincerity in the love of the eternal? I say, if the goals are united and made into one goal, and if the orientation of energies is united, as in these are descriptions of the results of sincerity, and even though sincerity is found in both loves, nonetheless, differentiating aspect of the love of the divine is that the goal and the receiver of the love is the real Most High, and thus the love is ennobled by its goal. Similarly, the differentiating aspect of the love of the contingent thing is that the goal and receiver of the love is the creature, and thus the love is abased by its goal. So what a difference between the two, even though the intention is to be sincere in one's love. For the final status of the goals and the love is determined by where, to whom that love is directed. And if someone asks, does the lover know that he is a lover, I say, yes, he must be certain of this knowledge, otherwise the quality of love is stripped from him. So what does he have of it if he is not certain of it? Know that the lover and the beloved both have special treatment in the context of love. Concerning this treatment, there is no limit to its quality, nor can its attribute be encompassed. Both the lover and the beloved bear the treatment of the other no matter how much it demands of him, because their mutual treatment includes lofty and expensive demands which they take on. Some of the lovers adjure the real for the sake of their treatment, and he responds to them and grants their request. The saint who is realized in this station of special treatment is called from the presence of holiness, do what you wish, for I am pleased with you. The real has granted them his special treatment as a mercy to them from him, because they would die out of regret and being subdued if their station was not the station in which they find supports for their love. Know, and may Allah preserve you, that the lover may commit sins in some moments, and the beloved knows of these sins, but is lenient and forgiving. This is a tremendous quality of the qualities of love. For when the lover is sincere in his love, then the beloved is not concerned with his misdeeds or obedience, because the noble goal which exists between the lover and the beloved, and this is with a capital B, is love and sincerity in it. So the sin which the slave lover commits before the real is not considered by the real, even if it reaches the tips of the heaven. It has been narrated that Allah said, O son of Adam, if you come to me with sins equal to the weight of the earth, I will come to you with an equal weight of forgiveness. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you had not sinned at all, then Allah would have done away with you and brought forth people, another people who would sin and then seek his forgiveness and he would forgive them. Know also that this forgiveness has no value, just like the sin, because the real is not himself concerned with forgiveness or repentance or disobedience or obedience, but the enactment of the recompense demands these affairs. It has also reached us that the flesh of the lover will never be touched by the fire, regardless of what sin he committed, and this is indicated in the following words of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two eyes are never touched by the fire, the eye which weeps out of reverential fear of Allah, and the eye which keeps guard in the cause of Allah during battle. This divine decree is founded on the divine promise made in the first beginnings of origination. Therefore, the flesh of the lover is not tainted by sins, and the one among them who commits a sin does so only as an enactment of the decree of the real and nothing else. As for the vastness of divine generosity with which he blesses the lovers, it is infinite and its end is unreachable. He blesses the lover for the sake of his love with an undescribable generosity. And Allah has said, intimate friends on that day will be enemies to each other except the God-weary. 4367. And you who believe, if any from among you turn back from his religion, Deen, soon will Allah produce a people whom he loves and they love him. Quran 5:54. So here he obligated love upon them and not God-wariness and not sincerity, because true love is free of pretensions. However, know that if the lover does not take up the Sharia, as in does not conform to the sacred law in his love relationship, then he becomes despicable and an outcast in the eyes of the folk of Allah. For the foundation of the existence of love in the lover is his conformity to the Sharia, and his characterizing himself with the qualities of his beloved and obedience to his commands and refraining from what he prohibited and halting at the limits he has set up. So this is the quality of the law-abiding lover who is defined in the limits of the law. Otherwise, he is an insincere lover. And this is how the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam were, and how all the folk of Allah are. Indeed, the very definition of love, according to us, is the melting away of the qualities of the lover in the beloved, until the lover comes to be as if filled with the qualities of the beloved. And thus the beloved will be pleased with him when he conforms to the laws and norms he intends for him. As for the non-law-abiding lover, according to the folk of Allah, he is not even a lover but a pretender. For the defining quality of the pretenders is their contravention of the folk of Allah in their path of love, in the absence of conformity to the law which the great beloved, who is Allah, ordered us to obey him in. Among the perfections of the lovers is the permeation of love in them, outwardly and inwardly, so that the lover does not claim more than he should outwardly. If he claims more than what he really has, he falls into the gate of hidden ostentation and is reprimanded. The lover must embellish himself with much patience in his love. For the path of love is all tests and examinations, and the lover does not attain except through much patience, after which he inherits the state of love. And the source mine of arrival to Allah is the element of love. And the greatest of those connected to Allah are those who have the greatest amount of love for Him. Indeed, the real will not take the lovers to account on the day of accounting, and they will instead sit on pedestals of light, and the lovers will be those who enter the abode of eternity without any accounting due to the knowledge that the real has of their sincerity. So for the lovers, there is no scrolls for record of deeds, nor receiving any book with the right or left hand, nor balance, nor bridge, nor standing for account. For the people of love are the loftiest of the folk of Allah. So how could these matters overtake them when they suffered much in His love? And know that no one meets with suffering more than the lover does for the purpose of arriving at the presence of the beloved. So the patient ones and the tried ones are like children compared to the lover. The quality of attainment of the lovers is that it is not actualized in this life, but only in the next. And the attainment of the lovers in the beholding, as has reached us, is only a knowledge which has no taste with it in this life. That taste in the beholding is not actualized except in the next life, due to the lack of proportional relation and the absence of adequacy in this moment, as in this life, meaning that this life is not fit for the full recompense to take place in it. The lone lover is the one who has not yet realized the aims and intents of the beloved, so you see him as unripe and unmatured in this way. And this is the quality of those lovers who still have something of resistance in them, which arises from blemishes remaining from the imperfections of the nafs. As for the lover who has gained knowledge and has abandoned all delusions in his love relationship, such a one has understood the aims and intents of the beloved, so that the beloved becomes content with him. As he said, Allah is pleased with them and they with him. Quran 98:8. So the true lover of the real is the one who stands by the aims and intents of the beloved, which are the spiritual meanings, the ma'na, that are not acquired, but are a grant bestowed from the divine. And this is something confirmed with the people of realities. There are two views on the lover complaining to the beloved. How could the lover complain to the beloved when the beloved knows more about the lover's condition than he himself? Therefore, complaining is an imperfection as they understand it. Or, this complaining is accepted because it is a means of venting and a source of relief and comfort for the lover. And the masters of patience and perseverance, as in the messengers, also complained when they felt fed up with the oppression of their people. And their complaints were accepted in the court of the divine. And if it is asked, how come the state of the lover is dominated by constriction, kabd? The answer is, without this constriction, the state of the aspirant, the murid, becomes unbalanced. Furthermore, his constriction is the very source of his expansion, bast, according to the knowledge of truth, haqiqa. Indeed, were it not for the dominance and rule of the constriction, the lover would never know the measure of the beloved and would never know the deep meaning of expansion from him. It is said, when he opens up your understanding of deprivation and constriction, then the constriction becomes the source of the same as giving and expansion. Through this constriction, the contentment of the beloved with the lover is actualized, and that contentment becomes the spring of his expansion. If it is asked, what is the state of disclosure of love, I say, this state is closer to perfection so long as the inward is filled with love. And at that moment, disclosing love poses no harm. How many of our sheikhs possess this knowledge, the knowledge of the foundations of training and refinement by which they accomplish their intentions in the novices? Know and may Allah aid me and you with the Holy Spirit that the passionate lover, Ishq, and the beloved are two separate elements in the manifestly demonstrative sense. But in reality, they are one element. And although in the ostensive sense they are two people, in reality they are one person. In this context, the passionate lover annihilated in his beloved, this is with a small b, and the two meanings, ma'ana, become united in one meaning, in the same sense as that behind the words of the real Most High, quote, so when I come to love him, I become the hearing by which he hears, the sight by which he sees, and the tongue by which he speaks. And whoever does not realize this taste and experience, then he only claims and pretends to love. O intimate friend, Wali of Allah, you are he and he is you. According to us, the Gnostic is not perfected until he says to the one he loves, O I. And until lover and beloved unite in one meaning, the meaning of love, and how is it that the poor lover passes away in his beloved, capital B, except through ardor for his qualities and his melting away in his movements and moments of stillness? And this is not strange or rare, for this is the way they become verified in their noble actions and illuminated tastes. And by the grace of Allah, this lofty taste has been realized in me in my love of our beloved Shaykh Muhammad Hashim al-Timul Tumisani. May Allah sanctify his secret. For I used to do what he did in his movements, stillnesses, and speech, until even in this moment I love what he loves, and so does he. In regards to the symbols employed between the passionate lover and the beloved in the station they reside in, it is a glorious knowledge in which those who have lofty tastes ascend in the station, and neither the literal expression, ibara, nor the illusion, ishara, surpass the symbol, ramz. And the end of love is in the station of symbols, concerning which the folk of Allah said, the noble free one is sufficed with the symbolic allusion, and the symbol which the lover makes to the beloved, capital B, suffices from 1,000 words and allusions. Indeed, the folk of Allah are the kings of this science and the sultans of this taste, and they derive this knowledge of symbols from the sublime knowledge of love, which only a few have realized, while other than them have spent their lives in the realms of literal expression and allusion. Among the poles of this station are the prophet Zachariah and the veracious Saint Maryam, mother of Isa. Upon all of them be blessed peace. As for Zachariah, he said, O my Lord, give me a sign, meaning confirm me in this station. So he was answered from the Holy Presence, your sign shall be that you shall speak to no man for 3 days except in symbols. Quran 3:41. As for Maryam, it was said to her, say, I have vowed a fast from speech to the All-Merciful. And this day I will enter into no talk with any human being. Quran 19:26. As for the annihilated one and the one in whom he annihilates, the stipulations of courtesy between them have been lifted and all constraints between them have vanished. So they are in a strange world in which the tangible things have become obliterated. And there is no vision except of the transparent, subtle worlds, for the curtains of the sensory world have been removed. Both of them came to dwell in the worlds of transparency, non-corporeality. For otherwise the ardor, the ishq, and the magnetic attraction, the jalb, would have become obstructed. Among the secrets of this realm is the existence of pure magnetic attraction for both the passionate lover and the beloved. For the love between them is authentic, and the spirit of one passed away in the spirit of the other. And in the eyes of the lover, the whole of existence is the beloved, and from this the attraction between the spirits of the passionate lovers becomes tremendous. A quote, "How poor the people of passionate love! Even their graves have upon them the dust of lowliness among creatures." Here's where the spirits and the worlds of sensory and meanings annihilate away, and there remains only the eternal pre-existent singularity of passionate love, Ishq, whose ultimate source is the real himself and whose end is the furthermost loc tree. And indeed, there is no limit for the passionate lover, for he is established in an everlasting ardor. Do you not see that in the garden they are alive in the vision of the real Most High, and were they to be veiled from him for a single moment, their beings would be shattered and their psyche would be thunderstruck. Where they are, there is no garden and no fire. Rather, they are kings settled upon the thrones of intimate conversation in a world outside the garden, in eternal converse and solitude with the beloved for eternity. They have no hope or desire except this, and by my life, wretched indeed is the one who seeks other than this. And these secrets are not but the permeation of this state in the people of love of the contingent beings. So you see the gathering magnetic attraction. Gather the two, the lover and the beloved, in one grave and resurrect them together in the gathering of the judgment. Due to the intensity of this magnetic attraction between their spirits in both this life and the next. And this is the meaning of the station, the maqam of two who love each other in Allah, as related in the hadith of the categories of those who will be shaded in the divine shade. Furthermore, we do not see the end of the people of the station of gathering love and attraction, whether love of the eternal or the contingent, to be except paradise, on the condition that they are Muslims. For the rejecter who transgresses the divine limits will not meet this end. As for the station of annihilation, specifically the aspect of passionate love in it, it is the realm of eternal bliss. So blessed be the one who tasted it and entered it, and wretched be the one who remained ignorant of it. As for the resultant purity of this abode, none can know its true measure except the real Most High. And were it not for the refreshing, gentle breeze of this spiritual purity coming to the spirits, then the spirits would be destroyed under the force and strength of the magnetic attraction emerging from the realm of divine compulsive force. So when it emerges and it has no specific time, it subjugates the passionate lovers and joins them irresistibly and unites their spirits almost as though in spite of themselves. It is the station of his words. Then Allah will bring forth a people whom he loves and who love him. Quran 5:54. Doing so by his irresistible power in the moment he wills. Do you not see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "There will never cease to be a group among my community who will always be prevalent and established upon the truth until the day of resurrection." So the real Most High gathers them by his power in whatever moment he wills, because they are the people of his love and are unharmed by those who oppose them. Among the greatest marvels of the station of attraction, Zab, in which the passionate lovers are annihilated, is your being joined in the form of one essence before the mirror of existence. In that the passionate lover throughout his life does not reflect on himself the degree that he reflects on his beloved. Similarly, the beloved wastes his life away while beholding the lover in his essence. So each of their lives are wasted in the other, and this consumption of the self for the sake of the other, and fleeing from one's own essence to the essence of the beloved, is indeed extraordinary. And rare indeed are those who experience the taste of this, except the princes of beauty, the Jamal, and love and special treatment, and it is almost non-existent among the people of majesty, of Jalal, and force. And Allah is greater and mightier. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, that brings us to page 81. Inshallah, the next reading. Once the writing moves forward, we'll have another recording. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.